The golden pranic triangle. If you have a hands-on practice with your clients, you may find that you are leaning over your clients in some way, shape, or form. They may be on a massage table and you're bending over their body to relieve a muscle or to release energy. If you have some sort of active practice like massage or fitness instructing, you're correcting form and position, and you're leaning into their bodies. And they have going on in their body whatever they have going on in their body. And you have going on in your body whatever goes on in your body. But you don't need whatever's going on in their body in your body. So bringing your awareness to your spleen and your splenic chakra, you'll draw a pranic triangle from your spleen to the left ventricle of your heart, down to your pancreas, and back across to your spleen. And what you're doing with the golden pranic triangle is you're simply sending prana into the core organs of the body to create distinction and separation vibrationally from whatever is happening in the core organs of your client's body. This is a flow state. So if you imagine drawing it with a crayon and tracing that same triangle three or four times with your crayon, you'll be creating this pranic flow. Prana allows your body to resonate in neutrality and to receive and work with its energies in individuated awareness. Most practitioners have a practice where they're helping clients evolve in some way, shape, or form. It could be emotional, it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. But evolution implies release. We have to let go to move forward, don't we? So the golden pranic triangle allows your body to retain its individuation and to evolve in its own way without interference.